Immigration debate moving across the country. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Farmers here in Tennessee and all across the country are still awaiting final passage of an immigration reform bill that has passed in both the House and Senate. And during this August recess, Congress is holding hearings about immigration, and farmers want to make sure their stake in this issue is heard. Jonna Miller has more.
Even though both the House and Senate have passed bills on immigration reform, both have taken the unusual step of holding more hearings on this controversial issue.
What we really need is we need to get a bill. It needs to be comprehensive, and we need to get it this year. We're almost at the finish line. We shouldn't collapse before we cross the finish line.
American Farm Bureau immigration specialist Austin Perez says Congress needs to listen to the farmer's side of the immigration story.
It needs to be more than just border security, because if the status quo continues, then we're going to see more and more foreign produce put on our shelves, and that's not healthy for the consumer. It's not healthy for the farmer.
Perez says consumers may not notice a difference in prices at the grocery store, but not addressing agriculture's labor needs will mean an important change.
The consumer's got to understand that it's a homeland security issue, that we have domestically grown produce, and that's what the farmer's for, that's what we're trying to provide, but we need the help, the labor in the fields, in order to make that possible.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
One of those congressional hearings on immigration will be held in Nashville this coming Thursday. New information released by the Ag Department's National Ag Statistics Service shows that the number of hired workers on U.S. farms during the first quarter of this year was at 718,000. That's a decrease of almost 4% from just a year ago. According to the American Farm Bureau's economic analysis team, the new statistics shows that the farm sector is facing a labor squeeze that would be magnified further by the possible future loss of migrant workers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.